Howdy neighbors, Ron Hayes with you here on the Radio Oklahoma Network and OklahomaFarmReport.com. This is our special Thursday morning overview of where we stand thus far at the 2012 National Convention of the FFA Organization. This particular report and all of our coverage from this year at Indianapolis, a service of our friends, the Oklahoma FFA Association and the Oklahoma FFA Alumni Association. So thankful for those folks and the fact that they're helping us bring all this information to you here once again from Indianapolis at the 85th National FFA Convention. Yesterday, pretty good day as far as Oklahoma was concerned, as once again we saw several folks move on in their various levels of competition. Of course, hundreds of Oklahoma FFA members now here, and they're going to be involved in a lot of things over the next few days. Everything from receiving their American degree to competing in so many different competitions. Yesterday, we saw in particular our two speech contestants. That's always a major focus that we pay attention to on the middle of the week on Wednesday of the meeting. The two speech contestants moving right along, both of them advancing in their first round of their respective speech competition. In the extemporaneous speech contest, that was Seth Paxton from the Tuttle FFA. He survived out of the first round, but he did not make the next round to get to the final four that will be held later on today. However, in National Prepared Public Speaking, Tanner Allred from Union City FFA won in his first round yesterday morning. And then yesterday afternoon, we sat through his particular room, did a good job, and he did advance out of that particular room. And now he's in the final four of the National Prepared Public Speaking Contest that'll start at 9 a.m. on Thursday morning this morning. And he'll be one of four finalists. This is the fourth year in a row that we've had young people from the young person from the state of Oklahoma in this particular category make it to the final four. We've won the last couple of years, so pressure's on. But Tanner, I tell you, he's got a great opportunity to move forward. His particular speech is all about agricultural policy, specifically the 2012 Farm Bill. The other speeches we understand that he'll be competing against primarily deal with the world food crisis and world hunger and global hunger. So he's got something of a contrast going in right off the bat regarding his particular speech. That most certainly, I think, could go a good bode well for him. We'll see how things go, but it's going to be interesting to see how Tanner Allred does. He'll speak today, won't know how he does until Friday evening. That's when they announce it from the stage of the National FFA Convention. One other team that we know competing yesterday and advancing was the Agricultural Issues team from Kingfisher FFA. Lori Burns, the coach there, and of course the ag advisor, one of the ag teachers along with her husband, Ryan. She's got a total of seven people on this particular team. And interesting contest in that they actually take a local issue. They argue both sides. They don't come to an actual conclusion, but they try to present both sides of the topic. And Lori says they actually went to their local city manager, chose a topic from a very local perspective, specifically whether or not there should be money allocated to pave a runway at the local airport in Kingfisher. She says they're virtually the only county in the state that does not have a paved runway in their county. And as a result, that was the discussion that was made by these young people talking about the future of their particular community in this Ag Issues presentation. They did make it out of their particular round. They've got another round to go today, we understand, as they move forward here at the National FFA Convention. All in all, a good day thus far. We've still got a lot of things, of course, still to come. Notably today in the Creed competition, Sheridan Vapp from Burlington FFA will be making that presentation starting first thing this morning. She'll have potentially a couple of rounds today. If she can survive both of those, she'll be in the final four of Creed, and that will be tomorrow. Also, of course, tomorrow, proficiency awards are being judged later on today, and they'll actually be announced and awarded on Friday afternoon. We've got 20 Oklahomans here this year that are involved in the actual competition of the various proficiency awards, and several of those very possibly will be bringing home the bacon here in 2012. Good event thus far. The trade show, the career show is, of course, what they call it. Looks great. It's got a lot of interest, a lot of great things going on in it. There's a lot of work going on this year, a lot of emphasis on a National Day of Service yesterday, and really an entire time of service here at this national convention, a lot of emphasis on feeding the hungry. And, of course, in this part of the world, most certainly. But I think the emphasis is that as the young people do this here, hopefully they'll come back home and do that as well, make a lot of emphasis on that, hoping to pack a million meals over the 3 days starting yesterday through Friday here in Indianapolis. And that's about our time today. We did have a chance to spend some time with the state officer team last night and a special meal they held every year with the Ohio state officers, and we're able to be a part of that. We always really enjoy that a great deal, and most certainly this year, no exception. Have yourself a good day, everybody. That's it here from the National FFA Convention in downtown Indianapolis. On the Oklahoma Farm Report and the Blue Green Gazette, I'm Ron Hayes.